Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The first baseman, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emmett O'Neill. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emmett O'Neill. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Culberson moves to second. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to third. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires to third and picks off Culberson. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball four. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Schock moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Schock moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schock scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin juggles the ball. That's an error on Tobin. Farrell moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schock hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haynes hits a pop-up towards first. McBride settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 0 in the game. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Cartwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cartwright. The throw from Walters and he is out, Steiner applying the tag. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Cartwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Steiner strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Tobin reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. McBride settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Culberson strikes out. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Steiner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McBride hits a line drive to left field. Kurt Wright throws towards Reynolds. Reynolds fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Steiner goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.